In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'm joined today by Thiago Curry, a bass player in the Brazilian group Banda AL9, which also features his brother Mateus, who plays guitar. The two have been quite popular on social media the past few years, with over a million followers on TikTok alone. Hey Hey, we're Banda AL9, that is their first U.S. album. It's out now on Wicked Cool Records, and it features our recent coolest song in the world, Indigo Sky. We'll hear a portion of that now, and afterwards, I'll be back with Thiago for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Conversations time in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and I am speaking today with one half of the Brazilian group Banda AL9. Earlier this year, I spoke with the guitarist Mateus Curry, and today, checking in with his bass-playing brother Thiago. They've got this week's coolest song of the world, Indigo Sky. It's off the debut U.S. album Hey Hey, we're Banda AL9, out now on Wicked Cool Records. How are you, Thiago?
I'm good. It's an honor to be here.
An honor to be speaking with you, my friend. I spoke with your brother a few months ago towards the beginning of the year. This was around the release of your single, She Can Do It All. And he was telling me you two guys started playing guitar about the same time, that he was maybe 11, you were maybe 9, and that your father, your dad, had taught you guys guitar, that first he was going to teach Mateus, and then you kind of saw that, and you as a younger brother wanted to learn too. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, that's completely right. Our father plays guitar like as a hobby, and he started teaching Mateus first because he was older. He is older, actually. And then I started playing too. I think I was nine. I'm not sure about it, but I think it was 9.
Yeah, so you were about 9, and he's about 11 at the time.
Yeah.
In Banda AL9 now, you are the bass player. When did you start playing bass?
Well, that's a funny story, because at the beginning, both of us wanted to be the guitar player, you know? I wanted to play guitar. But Mateus, as the oldest brother, he always was like leading everything, and he was always saying to me what to do, you know? So if he wanted to be the guitar player, I was not going to be the guitar player. So someone has to be the bassist, you know? And it was me. So I started playing bass like with 10, to 11 years old.
So what that means is you're the Paul McCartney in the band.
Yeah, you're right.
As I recall, your parents, big rock and roll music fans, you mentioned, well, we talked about your dad being playing guitar and teaching you guys. Am I remembering correctly, your father is a big Led Zeppelin fan?
Yeah, our parents always listened to rock and roll music. They always watch rock and roll bands in TVs, you know, and they always show us all these bands. He's a big fan of Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Def Leppard, Deep Purple, a lot of bands from 60s, 70s, 80s, everything.
And your mom, what would be some of your mom's favorite rock artists?
My mom was more into Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
But she always enjoyed Led Zeppelin, The Beatles too, this kind of music.
And when you first started playing, you two started playing together as a band, and including, you know, friends playing with you, what type of music were you doing at the time? Was it more heavy metal sounding, or what punk rock sounding? What was it like?
Yeah, I remember the first cover song that we did with a friend from our neighborhood was Twist and Shout. Because it was easier to play, you know, it was like we learned how to play it, and no, we did a cover. But when we start learning more how to play guitar and bass, we were more into, like I said, have metal bands, glam metal. We were huge fans of Guns N' Roses, Kiss.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of Def Leppard. I really like Def Leppard. So Skid Row too. So it was more like this kind of sound. And I was the only singer too. Mateus was not singing at this time.
And why was that?
Why? I don't know why. I don't remember why. I remember that when I started singing, it wasn't on purpose. I just started singing Rock and Roll Night by Kiss. And Mateus enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it too. So we decided that I was going to be the singer. And Mateus was not singing at this time. I don't remember exactly why, but that's it. that's how it was.
So the new album has got the 11 tracks in total, and two of the newer ones are that single that we were talking about earlier in the year, She Can Do It All, and our coolest song in the world this week, The Indigo Sky. But the other nine ones, previously released in Brazil, and they all definitely conjure up the Beatles as a major influence. And you mentioned this, the first cover you ever did was a version of Twist and Shout. Of course, they did that song as well. But can you tell me how the Beatles wound up being so important to your sound?
Yeah. Like I was saying, Matheus was not singing at that moment. But after we start learning more about music, we start learning about how to harmonize. And then that's when Matheus starts singing with me. And he starts singing because of the Beatles. And also the Beatles is, I would say that it's the most important band for our career as musicians. And the most important band for us to inspire us to write songs and everything. So we start singing together because of them, because of the harmonies and everything. So they are so important for our career.
And that was, you started singing, please remind me, it seems like you were making these clips that were going on online, and later it was through TikTok, but initially I believe it was Facebook. They were covers. Was the first song a Beatles song, or what was the first song that you guys did that with?
I think the first song that we posted on Facebook and YouTube was She Loves You. I think it was She Loves You by the Beatles.
Okay.
But the first song that me and Matheus sang, it was In Spite of All the Danger, but we didn't post this video. It was just singing, you know, learning how to sing.
Learning how to sing together.
Yeah.
Let's talk some about the coolest song in the world this week, The Indigo Sky. And the She Can Do It All, the earlier single from this year, that was one that Kurt Baker and Wyatt Funderburg wrote and that Kurt had put out a number of years ago. And the new one, it's one that was written and produced by Mr. Stevie Van Zandt.
Yeah.
Now, about Indigo Sky, did he write the song specifically for you? Was it something he had written but hadn't done himself yet? Or had he intended it for somebody else? What is the story on Indigo Sky and how you came to record it?
So I remember that we were talking with Kurt about the album, and Kurt told us that Steven was writing something especially for us. We couldn't believe that was true, because we grew up watching Steven with Bruce Springsteen on TVs, you know, DVDs, listened to them. And it was crazy to know that he was writing a song especially for us. And then I remember that we were in a call with Kurt, and Steven appeared saying that he wrote a song for us. And this song was born because of us. So he wrote especially for us. That's incredible. It's a very special song for us. I really enjoy the song. It's very cool. It's different of what you're used to release. It's more like 70s, psychedelic. It's very mystic too. We did a cool music video too for the song. So we're very excited about it.
And you mentioned Kurt there a couple of times. And let's clarify that Kurt Baker, who is an artist on Wicked Cool Records, also works there for the label. And I guess he's kind of your A&R man there at the label.
Yeah, we talk with Kurt like every day. So
cool. Well, you made a video for She Can Do It All, a song that, you know, he had co-written. And it features in that video this VW Bug. And that bug turns up in a video for your song California that's on the new album. And in that video, the car's like driving like a DeLorean from Back to the Future. Do you guys drive around in the San Paulo area there in that VW Bug?
To be honest, I don't drive this car. It's very different how to drive it. So this car is Mateo's car. So Mateo usually drives, but not to São Paulo, to be honest. He drives more like here in Santa Ana de Parnaíba. It's where we live. It's a small city. It's very close to São Paulo, but it's not São Paulo, you know. But he drives more like in the neighborhoods here.
So everybody knows who that car belongs to, right?
Yeah, a lot of people stop us and start singing our songs or take pictures of the car. It's very funny.
So sometimes you probably have like a whole bunch of women chasing after the car, just like in a Hard Day's Night or something.
Yeah, we should record a video like this. It would be awesome too.
Well, that song California, you know, I mentioned it appears in a video for it. When did you do the song California originally?
I think it was written in 2023, but we released in 2024. First was released in Portuguese, and then we translated to English in 2025.
And with all these songs, you know, you're when you're singing in English, was that how did you guys? I mean, both you and your brother, your English is pretty good. Were you responsible for translating the lyrics yourselves, or did when you were translating lyrics for any of these songs, did the songs change somehow? Because there's like that famous Let's Live for Today, right? This grassroots song, Sha La La La, Let's Live for Today. And the original Italian version, you know, the band that did it was an English band, but the Italian version, the lyrics are completely different. They have nothing to do with Let's Live for Today. You know, they completely changed the lyrics when they started singing it in English. What was the process like for you guys changing from Portuguese to English? And did all the songs keep the similar or the same meaning, or do they completely change?
Yeah, so we try to keep the same meaning. So most of them have the same meaning, to be honest. And we did it, the translation, with a friend called Ivan. He's a Brazilian. But he has a band called Dr. Sin. It was a band from the 80s, and they did a little bit of success in the United States. So he has a lot of experience in writing in English. So he helped us a lot at the beginning to translate these songs, like She Calls Me Love, California, and most of the songs are in the album, Hey Here at Band 09. that were translated. It was with the help of our friend Ivan.
Was focusing still a bit more on your song California. I remember your brother saying something that your family had visited Walt Disney World. Is that right? That's in Florida. Did you had come to visit and take a family vacation here before in the U.S.?
Yeah, our parents, they went to Disney in Orlando, Florida. I don't remember the year they went there, but I wasn't even born. I was born in 2000. I wasn't born yet. But we started traveling with them in 2008.
Okay.
So we've been to Disney a lot of times, to be honest. We love Disney.
There's also the original Disney park is here in California, outside of LA and its area, Anaheim. But there's a Disneyland, and then later in Florida became Walt Disney World. I was just wondering, California? So there is a band, they're a duo, and they are based in Denmark, and they're called the Corettes. But the guitarist is Brazilian, and her name is Flavia Cury. There's that same last name.
Oh,
and
cool.
They also have a song named California, and so this is all coincidental. It's just funny to me that the two artists that we play in the Underground Garage. Both have surnames of Cury, the Brazilian members, and they both have songs about California. So what does California represent to you guys?
I think that in this song, we're trying to represent freedom,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. But we used California. It wasn't just like because we want to visit California one day. I don't know, for us as Brazilians, some places in the United States are very, very famous, like California. The name of the place is very, very famous. Everybody knows California in Brazil. So we were trying to do something that the people will connect with, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's why we do it with California, too.
Another song on the album is Love Bug. And I was wondering, when did you guys catch the love bug? Was that when you guys were working in Hamburg? I mean, I'm trying to make a joke there. Just got that because it has that early sort of very rock and roll feel to it, sort of reminiscent of what the Beatles may have been playing in their Hamburg era. Kind of has the quotes that the Beatles' birthday song, like, you know, that riff in there. And I wanted to know who came up with the song Love Bug. And what is the writing process between you and your brother? Is it generally one brother has an idea and then the other adds to it? Or is it sort of evenly split between you guys? How do you guys work up new tunes? How do you get ideas? And specifically, how did it come together with Love Bug?
I think it depends on the song. Sometimes Matheus will start with an idea and he showed me and we'll finish the song together. Sometimes I'll start with an idea and Matheus will finish the song with me. In the case of Love Bug, I started with the idea. I remember I think it was in 2022 or 2023 in Brazil. I was in the car with my mother in a parking lot. I don't remember what we were doing there. but I start writing the song, starting with the lyrics and the melody. And then when we came home, I finished a song with Matheus, and there's Love Bug. First released in Portuguese, Bicho Paixão in Portuguese. It's the same meaning of Love Bug.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah, but it's not like a true story of a song. We just did a cool song, like 60s, 50s vibe, like the Beatles, like you said. Like it remember a lot of, the riff remember a lot of, I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. The bass line too, like Paul McCartney did.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's a Paul McCartney. You're playing bass. You are,
yeah.
Paul. You're Paul. The album closes with a really cool track you call Complicated Girls. And I want to know, do you have any relationship advice for dealing with complicated girls? Or do you have any advice for women on how to deal with complicated guys?
I don't know. To be honest, I am not good at advices. a lot of songs that we write, they're not like true stories. We just create a lot of things. Like Complicated Girls is an example of that. We just start writing about...
Well, Olivia and Lucy, they're pretty complicated women.
Yeah. We just started like creating a story about a guy that is dating a lot of girls at the same time, but he's blaming the girls.
Exactly.
You know, that's the funny part of the song.
Yeah.
So my advice is, if you want to date someone, don't date, just date one girl at a time.
I think that is very sound advice. That is very sound advice.
Yeah.
And so yourselves, you guys, do you have girlfriends right now, or are you you have an active dating life there in Brazil?
I do have a girlfriend now.
Oh, great! What is her name?
Giovanna.
Oh wow! And how long have you guys known each other?
Like 2 years.
Oh man, okay, fantastic. Well, you guys, you played in New York City back in February. Are there any plans to tour the U.S. again this year?
Yeah, actually, we are planning to be in the United States touring this year. By the end of the year, probably November. I can't tell a lot of details because we don't have anything yet. Like, but we are planning everything, and we know that's going to happen this year.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to listen to another track from the album in a moment. The cut is American Girl. And I wanted to ask you about, is this a song that you guys worked on together? Who had the initial idea for American Girl?
So this song is one of the songs that me and Matheus, we didn't write this song, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it was our producer that we're working here in Brazil. His name is Marco. And he has this song for a long, long time ago. And he showed us. It was a disco song, actually. It wasn't a rock and roll song.
Wow.
Yeah, he showed us. And me and Matheus did the rock and roll arrangement. You know? Everything to the song, the solo, the riff. We did everything. The harmonies to the vocals, too. But we didn't write it. And so I don't even know if this story is a true story, to be honest.
Well, one of the things I love about it is that kind of, I'll call it like this staggered riff. Like it opens a song and comes back around this kind of, I think that's a really cool, it makes you pay attention a little more, you know.
Yeah, to, when it's a great song.
Was that an idea that you guys had when you were kind of making it into a rock thing?
Yeah. Matheus started playing the riff and the producer liked it too. So it was everything. We did all the arrangements, you know, we just didn't write a song. We wrote all the arrangements, harmonies. So it was very cool. It's a very cool process to do it.
Yeah. Well, man, Tiago, thank you so much for chatting with me, speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Have a great time.
Yeah, we're going to listen now to American Girl from Banda AL9 off the new album, Hey Hey. We're Banda AL9 here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
No matter what language, as long
with American Girl. That was Banda AL9 off their debut U.S. album, Hey Hey, We're Banda AL9. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the group's Tiago Curry for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Gem Records has issued a number of tribute albums over the past several years, focusing on the songwriting of artists like John Lennon, Brian Wilson, David Bowie, Pete Townsend, and others. Their latest is the upcoming Gem Celebrates Bob Dylan, and that's out August the 21st. New Jersey, New York City band The Sins contributed a track to it. And joining me to tell us all about the release is their frontwoman, Cindy Dawson. She's my guest for your next Coolest Conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.